Debt counseling firm Debt Rescue has predicted a bleak outlook for consumers going into the new year. According to the company's CEO, Neil Roots, the country's middle class is getting poorer due to factors such as the increase in petrol price and interest rates. He joins us now on the line to talk about how to navigate at this time of the year and ensure that you come out the other side of January, which, remember, is 6 to 7 weeks long, smelling like a rose. Neil Roots, thank you so much for your time. Welcome onto the Focal Point.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much.
We're talking about the country's middle class getting poorer. What do we mean exactly by this?
Well, what we mean by that is that the prices of everything keeps on going up because we see prices of petrol going up, interest rates going up, electricity going up, and all of these price increases filter through to the prices of other goods and services. And unfortunately, people's salaries do not increase in line with all these price increases. Therefore, it leaves them poorer at the end of the day, and they have less buying power with their rand. And that's making the situation just worse every day.
It really goes to show how concerning the situation is becoming, the economic situation is becoming in South Africa. If we're talking about the country's middle class getting poorer, what does it say about those who are living literally just above the breadline?
Yeah, and the sad thing about that is that South Africa has the fastest growing middle class in the world, which is obviously a very good thing. But unfortunately, there's so much strain put on the middle class in South Africa that a lot of these people are pushed back into poverty, where they are were actually in a position where they earn good money and they were able to earn a good life. But now it's just making it impossible for them. And that's just sad because obviously it's a good thing to have such a big middle class. But we're just putting too much pressure on them. And if you're looking at the higher income people, yes, they're also paying more taxes and more costs for everything, but they can afford it, or at least they can afford it better than the middle class. And
then the
lower
cushion.
Income people, they do have their tax cuts, but the middle class don't see that.
The higher income people have their cushion. What does it say as well about the middle class and their propensity to incur debt? I mean, we hear about all kinds of debt, including the charge cards, the furniture stores, talking about the credit cards as well.
Yes, yeah. Unfortunately, we've seen an increase of people just taking out debt. And the reality is that we really do not have a saving culture in South Africa. According to the World Bank, South Africans are some of the biggest spenders in the world. And the reason for that is because people are not really financially literate. You know, at no stage do we teach our scholars or people finishing tertiary education when they enter the workforce how to work with money and what to buy and what not to buy and what credit is good and what credit's not good. So then, you know, they just become targets for some credit providers out there and they're becoming over indebted. So it's a difficult situation, but it comes down to the fact that, you know, the consumers must also look after themselves. But unfortunately, we do not have the financial literacy in the country.
But don't we have legislation, Neil, that protects consumers in South Africa, especially from becoming over-indebted?
Yes, that is the National Credit Act, and it's definitely it's the best piece of legislation of its kind in the world, definitely. But it can only do that much. What we've seen since the implementation of this act was that a lot of the banks and other credit providers have shifted their focus from giving out secured loans and higher and bigger loans to giving out unsecured loans to people because they have to make their money somewhere. And the fact that the reason why they shifted it now to unsecured loans is because there's lower risk for them in it. So they're giving out loans to people that might not afford it, but those people do not have the money to take them on legally. And to say that this is now reckless lending. And that is where the debt counselors come in. You know, and the debt counseling part of that legislation has done a lot for consumers in South Africa. And in fact, thousands of consumers have been able to pay off their debt in an affordable manner without losing their assets in terms of this legislation.
Can the debt counseling firms take on this fight for consumers and say, look, we're looking at when these loans were granted, these unsecured loans were granted, and already this consumer was sitting at this amount of liability in their lives, and they should not have qualified to get this particular loan, so therefore we will press the charges on behalf of the consumers. Is that possible?
Yeah, it would have been ideal, and at some stage that was the purpose of the legislation or part of it. But the reality is that, you know, a fight like that would be a legal battle, and it costs a lot of money. So in terms of the regulations issued by the National Credit Regulator, debt counselors can, on request of the consumer and the client, investigate whether there was reckless lending or not. That they can do. So as a debt counselor, we can say that it seems to be that there was reckless lending. But then to pursue that and to claim money back from the credit providers or to have those loans declared null and void, that is going to cost money. And that's a legal process. So what we're still waiting for is for the National Credit Regulator or government to help us in that regard and to make something available for consumers in that regard to help them. Because, you know, it's one thing for us as debt counselors to identify that there was reckless lending, but it doesn't help if the consumer cannot enforce it.
And the credit, the National Credit Regulator, can they not enforce this? Because they are forever warning consumers to be careful of getting themselves over indebted, to be careful of deals that sound too good to be true. But they're not sending out the same warnings to the financial services company to say, if we find you giving out loans to already over indebted consumers, then we will hold you responsible.
Yes, they can do that, and that can be enforced through the National Consumer Tribunal, and that's also done by the National Credit Regulator. But yes, it's currently it's at a difficult stage, whereas there's not a clear situation as to what consumers should do in this regard. You know, like I mentioned earlier on, the regulations that was issued by the National Credit Regulator says that the debt counselor must investigate reckless lending and confirm whether there was in fact reckless lending. But it doesn't give any indication as to or direction as to what to do from that point onwards. Yes, sure, you can always lay a complaint against the consumer or the credit provider at the National Credit Regulator, but there's not much that they can do unless they issue or start the legal process against that the credit provider, whether that's with the National Credit Consumer Tribunal or whether that's in a normal court of law.
Now, we know that January is about 6 to 7 weeks long. What advice would you give to those that already are beginning to look at January with dread because they know that it's the beginning of the school year, uniforms, books, all kinds of necessities will come into play, and they don't have the finances to cover that, and they're looking for these companies that give out these unsecured loans in order to cushion this, you know, this terrible, terrible month ahead of them?
Well, the ideal situation would obviously have been that to budget for this time of the year and the festive season to make sure that you do not overspend and to make sure that you have enough money available during January when all these expenses arise. But let's say you do not find yourself in that situation, you're already starting to struggle. The last thing that you should do is take out loans because further debt is definitely not going to solve your problem. Debt will never be able to get you out of debt. You cannot borrow your way out of debt. So if you do find yourself in a situation where you see that you're going to become over-indebted and you're not going to have enough money to pay all your credit providers and therefore default on those credit agreements, it would, the wise move would be to apply for debt review at a reputable debt counsellor.
That's Neil Roots, CEO of Debt Rescue, the debt counselling firm, talking about the bleak outlook for consumers going into the new year and giving out advice with regards to how to navigate this time of the year. Thank you very much for your time, sir. Truly appreciate it. When we come back, we'll be talking to the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.